Same-sex marriage is already legal in some parts of Mexico, including Mexico City. The country's president wants to make it the law nationwide. That takes an amendment to the Constitution, which he called for yesterday. But in a country where 80% of the population identifies as Catholic, he's still got a tough sell. Or does he? NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
No surprise, Mexico's Catholic Church opposes President Enrique Peña Nieto's proposal. In a statement issued today, the country's bishop said a union of two people of the same sex cannot be equated with the marriage of a man and a woman. It urged lawmakers to study carefully the effects of same-sex unions on society. So can President Peña Nieto rally support for same-sex marriage without approval of the Catholic Church? Without hesitation, anthropologist and religious scholar Elio Masferrer-Khan says sí. Mexico's Catholic Church is much weaker now, he says. It lost a lot of its credibility to several public financial debacles and the global priest child abuse scandals. Recent studies show that while 80% of Mexicans say they're Catholic, only about 15 to 20% attend church regularly. Masferrer says Mexicans are perceived as conservative and are, up to a point.
No quiere decir que los mexicanos no se divorcien, que no sean conscientes que tienen parientes homosexuales.
That doesn't mean they don't divorce or that they aren't conscious and protected of their gay and lesbian relatives, says Masferrer. President Peña Nieto still has legislative hurdles to cross before same-sex marriage is recognized in every Mexican state. He needs two-thirds of the Congress to approve any amendment to the Constitution, probably not too difficult since his party and close allies control nearly half the seats, and leftist lawmakers already back same-sex marriage. Then Peña Nieto has to win over a majority of the state legislatures. That could be trickier, especially in Mexico's so-called Bible Belt, a large swath of states in the middle of the country. But Alejandra Haas, president of the National Council to Prevent Discrimination, says she's confident lawmakers will do what she says is the right thing.
A pesar de que haya resistencias de algunos sectores por sus, por ejemplo, sus creencias religiosas,
even if there is resistance by sectors of society because of religious beliefs, she says the state must protect the rights of all its citizens. Yesterday, Mexico's president said as much. He hosted her, along with other proponents of same-sex marriage, in the official residence and posted the rainbow flag on his Twitter feed. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.